disgraced woman is a community of young women who prioritize God's leading in every aspect of their lives. In this podcast, we share our stories, the good and not so great part of it, as we learn to trust God wholly, obey Him fully, and be God's vessels of honor in our generation. Every episode is filled with real-life lessons and experiences that would leave you longing for a deeper and more intimate walk with God. I'm your host, Grace Oriagan, and welcome to the Graced Woman Podcast. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Graced Woman Podcast. This is the first official podcast episode in this season, Graced to Do. If you watch the you listen to the introductory episode, you know I talked about the different things we'll be sharing in this season, and we're going to be starting a conversation today. And today we're going to be starting off that conversation with an episode titled Grace to Dream. Yes, we're in January. It's the beginning of a new year. You have your new year resolution. You might be feeling worried, scared. How is 2024 going to be? And I'm here to tell you, to remind you, that you have been graced to dream. I'll start with a backstory. In 2023 January, I remember that I came into the year very worried and sad, because I was scared of dreaming. In the past, I've always been like a very, very detailed dreamer. Like whatever idea or whatever it is that God places in my heart, I can dream to the length and breadth of that idea. I can imagine. I'm a very imaginative dreamer. That's the word. And it felt like, oh, I have all these lofty dreams, and most times it does not come to fruition, or the process of getting the dreams to fruition becomes so stressful and so painful that I'm asking myself, is it even worth it to have these dreams or to pursue these dreams? And I was just crying in January. I went to several meetings, a couple of meetings, I would say. And each time I went to those meetings, like prayer meetings, I would just share like my fears, how I was so scared of dreaming, how I was so scared of thinking of the things that I knew that God had things that He needed me to do, but I was so scared of dreaming about them or thinking about them because I felt like they will not come to fruition, or I felt like it would take so much from me to be able to accomplish those things. And if you know Temilade Salami, you know that there's a phrase that she says, dream, God can fund it. And that can look like, oh, you can dream, we can have lofty dreams, and God will take care of everything. Funding there might also sound like, oh, financially, God will provide everything that you need. But I realized that phrase, dream, God can fund it, I still having different explanations of it in my head. God can fund it in different ways. Yes, there's a financial part, but there are some goals and dreams and assignments that God places in our hearts that drains us more emotionally, mentally than financially. And what I realized was, I sometimes take those assignments and dreams and ideas and try to figure it out myself, try to understand the length and the breadth, the beginning and the end, all the moving parts of it, how am I supposed to implement this, and all of those things. And that is now what brings the strain, that's now what brings the pressure, the pain that I feel from being burnt out. And that was what led me to that point in January of 2023, where I was scared of dreaming, because I felt like I keep having all these lofty dreams, and it means that I'm going to be burnt out again at the end of the year. By December, I am fagged out, literally. And because of that, I didn't want to do it anymore. I'm like, I'm not interested in this. But what God had to start telling me is that dream, God will fund it. I know it's becoming a cliche word. We put it on our t-shirt, we put it on our tote bags. But it's a very powerful phrase, actually. And what that phrase, what my interpretation of what the Holy Spirit interpreted that phrase for me personally was, I have given you these ideas and dreams, right? Don't be scared to have those lofty dreams because you're thinking about all it would take from me to implement it. If I truly believe that these dreams and assignments and ideas come from God, then I should also get to the point where I am 100% dependent on Him to fund it. Not just funding it financially alone, but funding it mentally, emotionally, providing the human resource that I need for it. And that turned it changed my mentality 100%. And in 2023, as the months began to progress and I was having this mindset change, I saw how easy. No, don't get me wrong. When I say easy, it doesn't mean like God, when God gives us things to do, like it just a breeze, we just go about it. I mean, if it does not take something from us, right? Then are we truly giving our best? So, but when I say easy, I mean like, because I'd had a mental shift, I was no longer seeing it as, oh, this is so much workload. I was no longer seeing it as, I'm trying to do it by myself. I'm trying to handle everything by myself. I was now seeing this as, I am partnering with God to bring this dream to life. Because He placed this dream or this idea in my heart, He has everything I need. Emotional support, financial support, mental support, people support. God has everything I need. So my implementation process is from beginning to end, God, what should I do? Who should I talk to? I'll use one project as an example. In November of 2023, we had the Grace Summit. And if I'm being honest, the picture that God placed in my head for the Grace Summit, I didn't have the faith to implement it. God was telling me he wanted it to be big. He wanted me us to have lots of women in the room, but I didn't have the faith for it, and I was very open and vulnerable with God, telling him I don't have the faith to carry, at least not for this first edition, right? My faith can carry max 100 people. And God, even though when I look back and I ask myself questions like, did you, because of your faithlessness, not allow God to touch the life of more people He wanted to touch because you didn't have the faith for it? But I would also say that God is kind and God is merciful, and God meets us at the point of our needs. And I also believe that, like, to whom much is given, much is required, right? So as your faith continues to grow in the little things, and your faith grows in little things, God will give you more. Your faith continues to grow. So after the Grace Summit last year, now I have faith for even bigger things. The faithlessness I had last year, I don't have it anymore. And for me, that's progress, right? But even with the Grace Summit that we did, and the amount of people that we're working with, there were several times during the planning session that the devil just wanted me to start to entertain fear and worry, and will people turn up, will this happen, will that happen? And in every point, God kept reminding me that this is not you, this is not your project. Yes, you are the vessel I'm using to bring this project to life, but this is not your project. I am the host of this event. Like, keep all those fear behind, keep all those overwhelm behind. For several different things that God asked me to do last year, He kept reminding me, that I've given you this dream, I've given you this vision, and I'm the one that gave it to you. I have the capacity to see it through to the end. Would you trust me? Would you trust me? So back to that phrase, dream, God will fund it. It just means like, will you trust God? Will you trust God with these ideas that He has placed in your heart? Would you trust God with your vision board? Would you trust God with these goals and aspirations that you have that are heavy on your heart that you want to accomplish in this year? Would you trust that God would fund it? Would you trust that God would take care of it? Right? And I think that is just a summary of this episode. Would you trust God? Would you trust God with 2024? Or would you try to figure it out by yourself? Would you try to use your expertise? Would you try to use your network to do things by yourself? Or are you tired of going around this rat race of trying to figure it out yourself, trying to do it yourself, and at the end of the year, you are burnt out? So that's today's message. Would you trust God with 2024? God has so much in store for us. God has so much He wants us to do. And God wants us to stop playing small. God wants us to stop dreaming small dreams. Most times we dream these small dreams because we are dreaming based on our capacity. We are dreaming based on what we can do now. But God wants you to open your mind, your eyes to the big things that He has for you. And just be like a child. You know, when you take a child to the candy store, or when you take a child to a toy shop, they're not wondering, oh, how much do I have in my pocket? Their eyes are lit open wide with excitement because they know that anything they pick, their daddy or their mommy will pay for it. That is how you should be also. That is the mindset God wants us to have as well. He has given everything that pertains to life and godliness to us. We have everything at our disposal. He just wants you to trust Him. Don't try to figure it out yourself. Don't try to figure out the finances out yourself. Yes, you have your own part to play. You probably need a job, you need a business and all of those things. But in everything that you're doing, it's still God that is the pilot and the engineer and the one. He's your sponsor, like we say. God is the one sponsoring everything. God is the one in charge of everything. Would you trust Him? Would you trust Him with everything that you have planned? Or would you rather go and try to figure it out yourself and end up burnt out? Right. So, as I wrap up this very short episode, I just want you to take this to heart as you go along with your vision boarding and your planning. I want you to be very intentional about putting God in the center of every plan, of every desire that you have in your heart. As children of God, God is the one that gives us the desires of our heart. As long as you are centered in the will of God and you're not trying to make selfish decisions, God has placed those desires in your heart for a reason. He has placed those nudges in your heart for a reason. He has placed those urgent, sometimes you feel an urgency in your spirit. He has placed all of those things in your heart for a reason. Don't take them and try to figure it out yourself. Allow God to fund it. Allow God to handle it. Allow God to take care of it. God will give you wisdom. God will give you clarity. God will bring people your way. God will tell you what to do part time with those big things that He has asked you to do. You would have to do your own part by breaking it down, by asking questions, by doing research. But when you take God along the journey from start to finish, you allow Him to be the fuel that is driving you, not your motivation, not what you've seen on social media. That should not be your motivation. What should be the fuel that is driving that dream like a rocket? The fuel driving that rocket should be God, the Holy Spirit, and what He's saying to you per time. You'll be surprised how much you would achieve by December and the amount of peace and ease you'd achieve those things in. I think like that is just, it's not just about achieving those lofty goals. It's achieving it in the center of God's will, achieving it in peace and ease. achieving it and not feeling like you've been beat by a truck, you've been hit by a truck, or you've been beat by a lion. That is not the will of God for us. God wants us to, when you're in the center of God's will, even when things are the most, just for example, the story of Jesus and his disciples in the middle of the sea, and he was sleeping. Even when the surrounding, when everything was going wrong in the surrounding, he was able to sleep. I feel like that's like a pictorial explanation of how things can be when we're in the center of God's will. No matter how bad the economy is, no matter how Forex is going high and low, no matter what, anything can happen. As long as you stay focused on God, as long as you stay in the center of God's will, as long as you're like, God, You're the pilot of this plane. I'm not trying to run this thing by myself. You're the one that has sent me. You're the one that has given me these desires in my heart. You're the one that would fund it. 100% total trust in God, not trust in our own abilities, not trust in what we can do or cannot do, but 100% trust in God. When we're able to get to that stage and that point, then we would be. I also think that even because just looking at 20, like this new year compared to how I was feeling in January, like now I have the liberty to even dream more, because I know that whatever dreams, whatever aspiration, whatever ideas that God placed in my heart, he's not just placing it in my heart for play. He's placing it in my heart because he has already set things in motion on how it will come to reality. All I have to do is trust him. So now I'm just like a child, and I can dream as far as I want. Like my heart, my eyes are open to dream as wide as I can go, because I know that as long as it is in the center of God's will, as long as this is what God wants me to do, I don't have to worry about how it to happen. I don't have to worry about, oh, where would the money come from? All I have to worry about is obeying what God is telling me to do part-time. Right? So, I pray that this year is a lot different from what we've experienced in the past. I pray that we are able to come to this reality of just trusting God 100%. And not trusting on the circumstances or what we can see around us, but just 100% surrender to God, knowing that he has us, like he has a budget for you. He has a budget for that lofty dream that you have. He has an emotional bank, a financial bank, a mental bank. He has strategically placed people in your life to help you. So be at rest and dream like a child. Dream like a child. Like, dream as wide. Don't limit yourself. Don't think based on what you can do now, what you have now. No, there is no limitation. Dream as wild as a child, and God will fund it. All right. This brings me to the end of today's episode. We have lots of amazing things to share between the upcoming episodes, and I cannot wait for you guys to just enjoy all that we've created, all the recordings we've done. And I believe that every single episode, like, that is my prayer, every single episode is a message straight from the Holy Spirit to you, and every single episode is going to be a blessing to your life. Do not forget to drop comments, drop your thoughts. If you have questions, if you have prayer points, you can always send us an email at gracehomanco@gmail.com. You can send us a DM. Be an active part of the community. If you listened to last episode, you know that we are a growing community and a growing ministry. And if you'd like to volunteer, if you'd like to be a part of it, you'd like to contribute in any way, please do not hesitate to reach out to us, and we cannot wait to see how far God takes us in this community. Thank you so much for watching. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.